Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Classes of Mail. My name is Alan Gigax and I'm here with Michael Brazenly.
Hi everyone.
And Michael is here for the first time in our new setup with the new mixing tablet or whatever it's called.
It's so much fancier.
It is a mixing console with the new mixing console, and we're able to turn up the bass a little bit on Michael's. Still playing. All right. There it goes. That's the end of it. Yeah, that'll work too. Okay. So anyway, we are here because it is almost Veterans Day.
Yep. That'll be on Tuesday.
Yep. As we record this, what day is today? Today is Thursday. Thursday the 6th. So this will probably come out the 7th or 8th.
Okay.
And yeah, Veterans Day is right around the corner.
Yep.
And Michael, you're a veteran.
Yes, I am.
In what branch of the service?
Air Force.
The Air Force. Oh, the soft branch.
Hey, man.
The smart branch.
I was a smart one. Yeah, exactly. There were a lot more girls there.
Oh, I'm sure that's true. And you probably didn't sleep on the ground hardly ever.
No, always had a bed.
Yeah, dude, that's the way to do it. Yeah,
except when we were on war-ready assignments, and then we slept in the office and things like that.
But still not on the ground. Like you'd have a couch to sleep on. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But walls.
With the chemical warfare stuff and all that stuff. I've done that.
Yeah. Wow. Were you overseas?
Yeah, I was at Osan Air Base, Korea.
Korea. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, when you would go out, listeners, Michael is Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And you were adopted to the U.S. when you were like 3 or...
No. When I was 11 years old.
I didn't realize it was that late.
In 1982.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you were back...
To a white couple.
Yep. When you were back in Korea serving, could you go out off the base and pass as a local?
I did a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah, which...
You get the better menu and the hotter food.
My friends got a little upset because there's a thing called soju tent, where the military guys were not allowed to go into.
Wait, soju, like the alcohol soju? Oh, dude, I love soju.
Because it was a soju tent where they were serving food and alcohol to the Koreans.
Right.
And so they told the military guys not to go in there.
Oh, but you could go in because you passed as Korean.
Right. So, but we would sneak in.
Right.
But then the military police were walking by. And they hear people speaking English. They look in and they kick out all my friends, but they leave me in there. They're like, son of a bitch.
That's awesome. Dude, that's way cool.
And then I was also stationed at McGuire Air Force Base, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah. I was there for a couple of years too.
Gotcha. Okay?
So when I was at Osan Air Base, I worked on the flight line with F-16s.
Oh, that's cool.
As a COSA, which is Combat Operations Supply Official.
Okay.
So I was the supply guy that the crew chiefs and the pilots and whoever
need parts, their supplies from you.
They came to me to order parts.
Oh, look at that. Okay. That's cool, man.
That was on the middle of the flight line. And then it got switched over. Then I went to something called demand processing, where anybody who ordered parts over the phone, I took the orders.
Okay.
And then, I'm sorry. Before that, actually, I worked at another one, which was with the A-10s. So I worked with A-10s also. Oh, dude,
those are the best. Yeah, okay. The Warthogs.
And while I was there, the A-10s were decommissioned.
Okay.
Okay. So when Desert Storm happened, they brought it back.
Yeah, of course.
But while I was there, the F-4s were decommissioned also.
Okay.
I saw all that.
Right. Now, they still used like the F-4G Wild Weasels. Right, like
they were all retired.
Even those were retired. Yeah. Okay,
all the F-4s were retired.
Okay,
they don't use the F-4s anymore in the Air Force.
Right,
maybe in the museum.
Right. Yeah. Sure. I gotcha. Okay.
But anyway, I went to something called demand processing after. So, because when you're starting out in the Air Force, they kind of put you in different places, see where
you fit,
kind of thing. And so I got to do a lot of stuff. And then when I was stationed at McGuire Air Force Base, that was a C-130 base.
Oh, that's cool. That's still my favorite Air Force aircraft, the C-130. The C-5.
I don't know, because, when I was in...
I mean, not to fly in. I've never been in one. I've heard they're quite uncomfortable on the inside.
Hey, look, I was on the fly line where I can see the U-2 spy plane.
Oh, that's cool.
And it is the funniest thing ever because the wing is so long.
Right.
And there is no wheels on it.
Right. They have to put like a little... So, oh, no, when they're taking off, it has a wheel that falls off. Right.
And then when they land, their vehicle is coming in with it. They're attaching the wheels on it.
Yeah, like a convertible, and they stick the wheel onto the wing. Yeah, that's wild,
That's fun to watch from the flight line.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is neat. Michael and I have never really talked about your time in the Air Force before. And mm-hmm. it's good timing because, again, we're coming into Veterans Day mm-hmm. and you have a topic that you want to cover.
Yeah, which is what advantages do you have for the Postal Service being a veteran?
There you go.
Any branch. So
right, right. Even the Coast Guard?
Hey, even the Coast Guard, any branch.
Yeah, you're damn right.
So Coast Guard, Reserve, doesn't matter.
Any military service. Okay, so you have this book.
So I got this book when I signed up on Postal Record.
Okay.
Where it says, hey, veterans, sign up to get more information and so forth. Well, so I signed up and sent it in.
Right.
And about a couple of weeks later, I got this form from them mm-hmm. saying, hey, welcome, thanks for service, la da da da.
Right.
And they gave me this book that says Veterans Guy, okay, for the Postal Service.
Okay, that's cool. Okay. Yep, says right on it, yep. Veterans Guy.
Says the NALC Veterans Group.
Okay. Right, right.
So for anybody who wants this book, I don't know if you have to sign up or not, but I know you can, there's a phone number on here. It's 202-423-2443. That's the NALC Veterans Group's phone number. Or you
say the number again.
202-423-2443.
Okay.
Okay. And then the website is www.nalc.org/veterans.
There you go.
Okay. And I think if you sign up through there also, you might get a book. I'm not exactly sure, but I know that I mailed it in
right.
saying that I'm a veteran and I got this book.
That's cool.
Nice because it has a lot of information on it.
Yeah, and the book is printed with camouflage art around the outside, so it's probably very easy to lose. Like, damn, where is that book? Is it? Yeah. So tell us about what's in the content. What kind of content is in there? And so, more importantly, what kind of extra benefits do veterans get?
Yeah, so it's best to give good look at the table of contents where it says the Veteran Preference Act in 1944. Okay, so the middle of World War II.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you get a retirement credit for military service, the military buyback.
Okay. Right.
Now, so the military buyback is nice because, if you were in the service for 4 years like me.
Right.
I was able to buy back the 4 years, so that adds 4 years to my retirement or time in the service of the post office.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. When you buy back your mm-hmm. military time, are you foregoing your military retirement?
No. I was never retired.
Okay. But for people who are, do you know how that works?
Yeah. So for people who are retired, you do not want to do military buyback.
Right. Because you'd rather get the two retirements.
Because you want, you want to get the retirement from the military.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose that.
Yeah, exactly.
You can add to the post office. When you do the math, it's actually more money to get both.
That makes sense. Yeah. Right. Plus there are additional retirement benefits that you get from the military. Right. Exactly. I got you.
Yeah.
But if you only serve 4 years, or I shouldn't say only, I mean, if I serve 0 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4 years, 8 years, you're not going to get.
Some do 2 years, some do 3 years.
Right.
So it depends. And when you do the military buyback, which the sooner that you do the military buyback,
right,
the cheaper it is.
Right, exactly. Because you're essentially just funding your own annuity.
Right.
The big deal is that it lessens the amount of time you have to spend in the Postal Service.
Exactly. Yeah, especially if you start at the post office late. Because if you're in the military and all that, you're already starting late.
Right.
So might as well get credit for that.
Yeah, and that's a big part of why that used to be a standard career path. Mm-hmm. When I first started, half the people we worked with mm-hmm. were veterans.
Yeah.
And it's not that way anymore.
No, you don't see that many veterans coming to the post office anymore.
No.
Okay. We still do, but just not as many as we used to. Because usually almost everybody who came in.
Well, and to come in as a CCA
mm-hmm.
and get shit on and not have a schedule and the low pay,
mm-hmm.
There's just no reason a veteran would come in and take that kind of job.
And again, as a CCA, and we're talking about being hired, there is another benefit because you get the veteran's preference.
Right. So let's start talking about the actual benefits, right? The first one is a hiring preference.
Right. The hiring preference. Let's start from the beginning. The hiring preference, you get extra 5 points on the whatever test that we used to take.
Right.
I don't know how that works now since it seems like some of them don't even take tests.
Yeah, true.
But I heard that some take tests, so I don't know how that works.
Right.
But either way, you get 10. You get 10 points.
Right. I have a joke about that. I used to tell it in the Carrier Academy. So this guy goes to apply for a job at the post office, asks his local postmaster if they're hiring. And the postmaster says, yeah, we're hiring. We really need people. You just have to take the civil service exam. And then depending on how you score, that's when you get hired. But let me ask you, are you a veteran? Guy says, yeah, I am a veteran. Postmaster says, that's great, because for a veteran, you get an extra 5 points on the exam. Are you disabled? Guy says, am I disabled? I was serving over in Afghanistan. We got hit by a roadside bomb. I lost both of my testicles. You bet your ass I'm disabled. And the postmaster says, well, that's great too. You know, it's a bad story, but you get 10 bonus points for being disabled. In fact, a story like that, don't even worry about taking the test. I'm going to hire you right on the spot. We start at 8 o'clock. You can come in at 10. Guy, veteran, says, hey, thanks for the job, but why would I come in late? And the postmaster says, well, this is a government job. We just spend the first 2 hours standing around scratching our nuts. Obviously, you don't have to be here for that. There funny. You go. Yeah. All right. So anyway, so you get the 5 or 10 bonus points. Yeah. Or if we're not doing the exam, I think I saw as I was glancing over your shoulder that there's some other, you know, there's still a veteran's preference still in hiring.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
If a veteran applies, they get preference over just a regular person.
Right. Yeah. And reasonably so. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a guy I work with now who we got hired the same day and we're now at the same post office. We've, you know, our careers have mirrored, and he's one spot above me in seniority, and I got a better score on the test than him, but he got 10 points of veteran's preference.
Right.
And so he outranks me, and I don't begrudge him that. Like, he was a Marine. He served in the nuclear and biological corps, and like he earned that 10 points, you know, he can have it.
Yeah. The other thing is the annual leave accrual, okay? Now, what that is since, let's say, right now, as a regular, I've been a regular since 2014.
Okay.
So it's been 11 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And because I bought the military buyback, I get the extra 4 years. So now mine looks like it's, instead of 2014, it looks like 2010.
Right. Okay. And that includes your leave accrual.
Right. So what year is now? It's 2025, right?
Right. So you're maxed out.
So now I get the 15 years,
right?
Which means I can max out on my annual leave now.
Right. Because it's your time in service. I remember reading about that like in the ELM or something that said that you get credit for just time in service in the federal government.
So
your leave accrual is based on time in service.
So if you look at it, somebody with 8 years of the military service.
Right.
That means all they have to do is wait 7 more years to get the max annual.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And they're starting at an advantage in annual as well.
And this is why the people need to buy the military buyback as soon as possible.
Well, I think you get that whether you buy it or not.
No. You have to buy it back.
Maybe. Well,
that way they don't give it to you.
Okay.
I mean, you would know better than I, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because they did not give it to me until I bought it back.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, money well spent.
Oh, it is.
For sure.
Yeah, because I did it like the first year of being a regular. I think it would only cost me like $1,300.
Oh, there you go. Dude, okay. That's a good
one. Now, I talked to a carrier who was retiring after 30 years. So he had to pay 30 years worth of annuity. He said it was around like $50,000.
Right.
But he said it was worth it because he gets extra
time. Yeah, it's still worth it to get the fuck out of here.
Get it? Yeah, if it was 8 years, you get extra 8%, right?
Right.
Of your time.
Yeah.
Like for me, it was 4 years. So I'll get 4%. When I'm ready to retire, I get that extra 4%.
Right. So what are you looking at for your retirement age?
Well, I'm looking at to retire when I'm probably 62.
That's about the same as me.
Yeah, even though I probably could wait another 5 more years to be closer to 30 years in the Postal Service, but I don't know if I can wait that long.
No.
I want to enjoy some of my retirement.
Yeah, exactly. When I hit 60, I'll be at 30 years in the post office, and that's the plan. As long as we still have that gap that OPM pays, then I'll retire, take my supplement. Yep.
Yeah, on retirement, I think we can do that on another episode.
Yeah. Let's stay on topic here with the veteran.
Stay
benefits.
With the veteran.
Yes.
Yeah. So it also has a different leave, like military leave to wounded warriors leave. Now, the military leave that you get is if you're still in the military.
Okay.
Where you're in those reserves or whatever it is. And so you get to use your military leave.
Okay? Right.
So that's on top of the regular annual leave that we have here in the post office.
Okay. Yeah, when you call in or when you go to like the e-leave request on Light Blue, the first thing is this wounded warrior leave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is the regular military leave.
Oh,
wounded
I'm
warrior
sorry.
Leave is something different.
I thought I misheard. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So, and then of course, now that he mentioned it, there's a wounded leave available for the veterans up to 80 hours.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
And so that's extra two weeks of
right.
basically sick leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
And then medical appointments for veterans. Okay.
So, right. If you have an appointment at the VA.
I mean, it's same thing. I mean, if you get a doctor's appointment, they're supposed to give it to you anyway.
Right. But this is specifically codified that, if you have a VA medical appointment, mm-hmm. you're going to that freaking appointment. Right. Yeah.
Okay. And on the job injury.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is something that a lot of people doesn't know. If you were injured in the military and you have a disability through the mm-hmm. The military.
Right.
And you re-injure that disability in the post office.
Yeah.
Then you get that workman's comp coverage, a dual coverage through the post office.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So that's another benefit.
Yeah. That's definitely useful. All right.
And then you got they also offer the veterans and mental health. So, I mean, the VA offers that too. So, they have it available here on it also.
Right on.
But one of the most important things to me is the veterans' preference on discipline process.
MSPB.
Okay.
Military Service Preference Board. Merit Service
Protection Board.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
So this is where the discipline process, in the beginning, if you for stewards, you'll see one says, is this EEO? Yeah, EEO, or the other one is this MSPB?
Right. This is on the grievance form, mm-hmm. and up at the top, the part that you fill out mm-hmm. With your name and the grievance number and stuff like that, it says, is there a companion EEO appeal, and is there a companion MSPB appeal?
Okay.
Right.
Now, to file an MSPB, you actually have to go to mspv.gov.
Okay.
It is a separate branch of the government that runs it.
Ah.
Okay. So if any minor stuff, I wouldn't worry about it. Let the union take care of it.
Right.
Okay.
But if you get separated, if you get fired.
But if it's something that that management is trying to fire you for,
right.
then I would contact mspv.gov. Because it's like their own lawyers kind of thing.
Right.
And they'll do that process for you instead of the union.
And correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but if you get fired and you're going through this process, mm-hmm. you still get paid.
Depends on the settlement.
Okay.
Depends on the settlement. Okay.
Gotcha.
So I had a carrier that got fired. Mm-hmm. Okay. Since 2022. So it's been 3 years ago.
Okay.
She got fired 3 years ago. But the station manager fired her. Of course, he didn't realize that she's a veteran.
Okay.
Okay. All he was ecstatic about that he got a carrier fired. It's like management's dream to fire a carrier.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was all happy that she's fired and all that stuff.
Right.
But because she was kind of mentally stressed, because she's been out, she's got long haul COVID. And so she has a hard time checking the mail. The only time that she's able to check the mail is if her kids do it.
Okay.
And so she was not able to see.
Oh, right.
The letter or whatever.
It's the mailbox rule.
Right.
That the day it's expected in your mailbox, that counts as the day of service.
Right. Yeah. And so they're saying that the time limit was over, and they made Form 50 saying that she's removed from the postal service. This is after she's been with the post office for like 25 years.
Ugh.
Okay. So she finally got it. Contacted me. Now I try to file this grievance, but the union says it's too late. It's more than 14 days.
Uh-huh.
There's no way, nothing that we can do.
That sounds like something they would say down at our hall. Yep.
Well, there is nothing they can do. It is expired.
Yeah, the time has
so
expired.
So I'm not gonna say that, they didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, fair
time
enough.
Was
yeah, yeah.
expired.
Yep.
Okay. Now here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I looked at it and I said, you know what? You're a veteran.
Right.
Okay. And you got the Form 50 on this day, and so it's only been 3 weeks. You have 30 days to file an MSPB.
Ah, nice. Okay? Yeah.
Now, this was originally from September.
Okay.
So this is now December.
Right.
Was when the Form 50 was sent out, but she didn't get it till January. So this is 4 months later.
Wow.
But because the Form 50 was not till the middle of December.
Right.
That's she had till when middle
she actually
of January.
Got fired. Right. Right.
Right.
Interesting.
So we use that as the date that she was notified. Because when you're dealing with the mail, you don't know the actual dates.
Sure.
So we use the date that she got the Form 50 on this day.
Okay.
And so I told her immediately filed MSPB.
Mm-hmm.
And then MSPB got involved.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, she got everything that she pretty much wanted.
Wow. Okay? Right. Obviously reinstated, but, yeah. back pay. And,
the reason benefits. Why is she had long COVID that she caught
right.
while at working work. At the postal yeah, service. Yeah. So it made the post office look like total crap.
Right.
If it were not the public yeah. would be completely nuts over like how this was treated.
I okay? have used that in my own grievances, like mm-hmm. for people calling out. Like I've said to management, mm-hmm. you know, you look like a monster, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that did hold some sway. Oh, yeah. I mean, there are plenty of management that doesn't care yeah. whether they look like
so
a monster.
I had a talk with her, and she's on a walker, so she can't even really deliver mail anymore.
Right.
And so I had a talk with her, and so I told her, hey, when you look for this settlement,
yeah.
make sure you get, request a disability retirement.
Right.
And then pay for the time that you were off, because it was your, you know. And so she got pretty much everything that she wanted.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she got approved.
I'll say another benefit of it mm-hmm. is, you know, how long did she have to wait? Like once she filed that MSPB appeal, how long was the process before it got adjudicated?
Oh, it still took another 6 months.
Yeah, but look at how long the backlogs are in right. the regular grievance process. Right.
It was way faster.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're not waiting 2 years.
Right. Right. You know, because right now I think I listened to Corey Walton's stuff where there's almost 40,000 grievances in process right now.
Yeah.
But instead of waiting, go through MSPB. And here's another great thing about the MSPB, mm-hmm. okay, is that you're having somebody else who's working for the government checking on it.
Right.
And so they know the rules.
Oh,
they
yeah,
know
right.
the rules.
I got you, yeah.
So when management is doing some stupid
right,
crap.
Right, you know management doesn't know the rules.
Exactly. And they're going to go, what are they doing?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so when management does something stupid, which that's what they did. You're firing somebody for catching COVID right. while she was at work. Dude. Just think how bad that looks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so MSPB is a good tool that a lot of people don't know about. Now, somebody told me that MSPB means you have to get a somebody from the post office. No, MSPB has their own people.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And if they're completely out of people to use, they mm-hmm. may contact the union and say, hey, can you have somebody doing this? But that's rare.
Okay? Right on.
Because the MSPB is pretty awesome. When I talked to the carrier, she said the MSPB, they were very helpful. They were knowledgeable on right. what the post office rules were. She was surprised.
That's cool.
And so this was a good thing to use. Okay.
Dude, right on. All right. So we're over the 20-minute mark. Is there anything else in the book that you want to get to?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Layoffs and reduction in force.
Ah, yes.
Okay. Veterans get preferred before they get fired so that they'll let other people that's not a veteran go before the veterans.
Right. So we have our own yeah. protections in mm-hmm. our contract about layoffs and reductions in force. But yeah, veterans get even additional benefits
protections
on top
yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. And so, but that's pretty much it. I mean, I have the book. I mean, I don't want to read the whole book.
You know, yeah.
That's
yeah,
up to Alan if he wants to read the whole thing. You know how he likes to do
right.
that. But I recommend people to go to nalc.org/veterans and maybe order a book through that way.
There you go. There's other benefits that you get too. Like at mm-hmm. my station, well, so you get the pins, you know,
yeah,
every once in
yeah.
a while they give you a pin.
On Veterans Day, I'm sure I'm expecting something
right.
from the post office.
You know, a yeah. little folder that says thank yeah. you for your service, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, I've gotten those things that hooks onto your ID.
Okay. Like a lanyard?
Lanyard.
Says veteran on it.
It says veteran on it. And
yep,
I have so many people like, oh, I want that.
You have a swag. Right. You get that killer swag.
Because it looks like a flag, you know?
Right. And yeah. then at my station on Veterans Day, sometimes they'll do like a cake, mm-hmm. you know, for veterans. And veterans get to go in there and have their cake first and
right.
stuff like that. So
And they'll yeah. thank the veterans usually on Veterans.
Right. Yeah, thing. Exactly. Yeah. yeah. So it's all something,
yeah.
you know. But yeah, the tangible benefits, those are the big one, especially those extra protections.
So again, I yep. want to thank all veterans for their
yeah, buddy.
For their service.
Agreed.
You know, I did 4 years, you know, but right. it was really easy duty compared to some other people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you weren't. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I, you know, I thank you for those military service for people that has risked your life,
right?
Way more than I did. And I was lucky; I didn't have to go to the actual
combat zone.
Even though I was at a country that were technically still at war with North Korea, but you know,
but they knew better than to mess with South Korea while you were there.
That's right.
That's right.
So,
dude, my buddy, My buddies in the Marines,
mm-hmm.
they when they go to Korea, mm-hmm. and my buddy in the Air Force, everybody has stories about soju, mm-hmm. and how it just sneaks up on you.
Oh, it does.
In my drinking days, I stumbled upon soju at like mm-hmm. this Korean market. I'm like, all right, I'll try that. And if you haven't had soju, it's a mm-hmm. neutral spirit, kind of like vodka, but it's even more neutral. Mm-hmm. It's like this brand that I like, Jinro. It's like completely flavorless,
mm-hmm.
and it's a little bit weaker. It's only like, 60 proof instead of 80 or something like that. But dude, it was so neutral that I could put it in Gatorade
mm-hmm.
and it just tasted like Gatorade.
Right.
Or if you do drunken fruit, like if you cut up watermelon and soak it in yeah. soju and it just tastes like watermelon and whoo, buddy.
So I have a story on one of the veterans. Okay. She is like a master sergeant in the Marines or something.
Okay.
And she went to war zone. Okay. Literally, she was killing people. Okay.
Okay.
And when her tour was over, she came back to the post office. Okay. And we had a very abusive supervisor. Okay. So this abusive supervisor was trying to push this.
Oh, right, right.
Carrier who just came back from the war.
Dude.
Decided to get on her face and telling the carrier to follow her instruction,
wow.
to push her limit to deliver the mail
right.
in that certain amount of time. Okay, guess what happened?
I'm gonna guess the carrier got upset.
Well, carrier knocked out the wow. the supervisor.
Yeah.
Okay, because she was coming into her space, she felt her life was threatened.
Yeah, I mean,
because she just came from war.
Something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
You know, that's where you go. You have that PTSD, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And so because they don't know what happened, so they came in and walked the carrier out. Okay. After a few days, of course, the carrier came back. And then the post inspector came in and walked the supervisor out instead.
You know, it so rarely happens that way.
Right.
That's satisfying. Okay?
And that's because she got into her face and right. started that thing. And so, I mean, obviously they both got their job back and things like that. But I'll tell you what, that supervisor will never do that to another military veteran.
Oh, yeah,
who just came back from a war.
Yeah, no kidding.
But carrier retired, but
right,
you know.
All right. I think that pretty much does it. So, Michael, thank you very much for your service. Thank you for serving the country in the Air Force.
And thank everybody.
Yep.
Yeah, happy Veterans Day.
Out there. Indeed. And that's all we got. We will catch you guys next time.